Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, we'll begin with the Irish Examiner. This is certainly one to watch tomorrow. This is the Mercosur trade deal and this big EU vote that's taking place tomorrow, which obviously a lot of farmers very much against the trade deal going through. But the Irish Examiner says that the coalition is hanging on by a thread ahead of tomorrow's crunch decision. It's all over whether the government will vote for or against the Mercosur deal. Senior government sources say there's every chance that Kerry Junior Minister Michael Healy-Ray could walk away from government over the EU-South American trade deal. And there's also concerns, so this seems to be an independent issue, so you've Michael Healy-Ray, there's also concerns that Sean Canny and Marion Harkin could walk away from government too, or certainly be opposed to a government decision on this vote. And as the Examiner reminds us, the loss of any independent TDs would be a major hit to the government, which already has a razor-thin majority. Now, Michael Healy-Ray was asked if he would pull down the government, and he told the Irish Examiner it was not even for discussion now, but insisted that he and other regional independents' opposition is steadfast. And we have this big protest on Saturday in Athlone, which was being organised, I think, by Independent Ireland. But a lot of independent TDs will want to show up at that protest. And I suppose it would look good if you walked away from government and then you show up at a protest showing I walked away from government over this issue. We still officially don't know how the government will vote on the deal, but it looks like the government will finally support the deal and then the independent TDs may walk away. So watch this space over the next 24 hours. Irish Independent on the front page has more on Grok and Elon Musk, and ministers are apparently scrambling to find a way to combat a huge rise in the number of digitally created images of semi-nude women and children on the social media platform X. And Niamh Smith, Minister for AI, has written to senior executives of the Irish offices of X about the impact of its Grok AI tool. And she's also due to meet the Attorney General, who has been asked to review whether existing laws need to be strengthened. And Minister Niamh Smith, Minister for AI, will be on News Talk Breakfast this morning to discuss this further. And as I say, the creepiest thing I saw yesterday was someone who'd a picture up of Cristiano Ronaldo and a seven-year-old daughter, and they were asking Grok to show us what the seven-year-old girl will look like age 30. And you can only begin to wonder why anyone would be asking that question. The Irish Sun on the front page, terrorised by Tinder rapist. A survivor of one of Ireland's most notorious rapists has told the Irish Sun of her fears ahead of his imminent release. We're talking here about Patrick Nevin, who's known as the Tinder rapist, and he's set to walk free from the Midlands prison in Laois this spring. And his victim, who isn't named, says, "I live in fear this monster will want revenge and track me down." So the victim living in fear as the Tinder rapist prepares to leave jail very, very shortly. The Irish Daily Star, tragic, Guido dead. Italian student left paraplegic in random attack, dies 26 years on. This is the Italian student Guido Nassi, whose mother has spent the last 26 years caring for a son. So that's on the front of the Irish Daily Star this morning. The Irish Daily Mail, "You need to be on fat jabs for life," is the headline. Tens of thousands of Irish people taking weight loss jabs may need to stay on them for life. Now, they're not just warning Irish people about this, because actually it's an Oxford University study, but a study has found most users regain the weight in 2 years of stopping their treatment, which is quicker than people who lose weight in a different way by diet. So we're talking here Ozempic, Mounjaro, Wegovy. They have been hailed as a breakthrough, but this study says that the benefits may be short-lived once treatment ends. And I suppose this is not the first time we've heard this. So if people are going to have to be on it for life, I suppose they'd want to address the cost of it, particularly the cost of Mounjaro, where people are paying €400 and €500 a month for it and getting no help from the government and questionable tax relief, and the health insurers won't cover you for it either. The Irish Times on the front page has an interview with Minister James Lawless about student accommodation, and he reckons that giving students a bathroom would be wasteful. So he also says the government is moving towards a co-living model involving communal space for university accommodation. Now he said, if we have 10 individual rooms and each gets an ensuite, that seems quite wasteful to me. We could probably have 20 student beds in the same space with 5 shared bathrooms. So if you're interested in that topic, big interview with James Lawless in the Irish Times today. Inside the papers then, more from the Gardaí about drink driving and driving in general. The Irish Times reporting that people should tip off the guards about their family and friends drink driving in an attempt to save their lives and those of other motorists. This is Chief Superintendent Dave Harrington, who said Gardaí had a key role to play in catching motorists who break the law, but also Irish society has a role to play too. And interestingly as well, he is saying that you shouldn't drink your morning coffee while driving. I haven't heard that from Gardaí before. It's new to me, but he was basically saying that drinking morning coffee while behind the wheel is the same as eating a sandwich on your phone or applying your makeup when driving. You just shouldn't be doing it. I know there's a lot of people who live on their morning coffee in the car, but he's asking you to rethink that as well. Elsewhere in the papers then, dentists are in the Irish Examiner because only 25 dentists in Kerry and only 13 in Clare take medical card patients, and just a quarter of the 200 who do it in Cork are outside the city. These are new HSE figures, and the Irish Dental Association says the figures show that we're in a state of almost permanent collapse. Because public patients on the medical card are finding it very difficult to get a dentist, and the Irish Dental Association says even private patients are affected by dentist shortages. And last year they found 25% of practices were not taking on new patients. Plenty of money in dentistry, but it's hard to get a dentist to do it for some reason. Gwyneth Paltrow was in the papers. She's giving out in the Eye about the harsh press that she got when she, do you remember she announced her divorce from Chris Martin and they called it a conscious uncoupling? Well, Gwyneth Paltrow says that cost her jobs. She says she was supposed to do a movie right after the conscious uncoupling announcement, and the distributor of the movie said this was too hot to touch, so she lost the job. Now, she was trying to say that conscious uncoupling was an amicable approach to separation, but it made headlines because instead people sort of made a joke of her, saying that they thought it was a bit, I don't know, odd, a kind of annoying way to describe your separation. Anyway, she went off to make a lot of money with her Goop brand, so we won't cry too many tears for Gwyneth Paltrow. Finally, we have In the Mirror, the top song, the biggest song in a single year this decade by any artist in Ireland, and it's Killa by Kingfisher. The Irish charts have experienced massive growth since the Irish Record Music Association incorporated audio streaming in 2014, and we had 13 billion audio streams in Ireland last year, and this song by Kingfisher, Killa, by far and away, massive, massive hit. It surpassed the likes of Noah Kahan's Stick Season, The Weeknd's Blinding Lights, and Miley Cyrus's Flowers, and that song was only released at the end of 2024, so doing very, very well indeed. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.